Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should foreign nationals have a good understanding of the English language before they can get a job in Ireland? Now, depending on the type of job, I suppose. The reason I'm talking about it is my own personal experience. I posted on Twitter yesterday, and I got quite a mixed reaction to my post from a lot of people. And I was quite surprised, by the way, of the amount of people calling me a racist for saying that I believed a good understanding of the English language was important when you're living in a country where the predominant language is English, not Irish, obviously. I don't think you have to have a good understanding of Irish to live in this country. I don't have a good understanding of Irish and I live in this country. But what I said on Twitter, and I'll read exactly what I said, because I don't want people to take me out of context. I was in a shop yesterday getting something to eat. The woman who served me seemed to be a lovely person. She was pleasant, but her understanding of English was frustratingly bad. I had to repeat myself numerous times and actually walked out of the shop with something I didn't really want because she couldn't understand me. I'm not having a go at this particular person, but I do want to talk about people understanding the English language if they work in retail or dealing with the public. Should they have an above average or at least a basic working knowledge of the English language before they're giving a job dealing with people and members of the general public? I thought that was fair comment. But it seems not when it comes to Twitter. You're a racist, Boylan! Nothing but a goddamn racist! I'm triggered. People get triggered, don't they, very easily by these kind of things. For example, in Holland, a person will not get a job working with the public if they don't have an understanding of Dutch. However, here in Ireland, it doesn't seem to be that stringent. Now, I was shocked at the amount of people who called me racist on Twitter for saying that I believed that you should have an understanding of the English language to work in, say, hospitality or retail, or we are dealing with the general public. Like, what's the point in you going in and say, you know, you want to inquire, I don't know, about a washing machine? And you're going, yeah, that particular washing machine there, can you tell me what's the RPM on that particular one? And is it energy efficient? And they're going, sorry, I don't understand. Or you ring up a helpline for a company that you've bought a product from, an expensive product, and the person on the other end hasn't a clue what you're talking about. And you feel like saying, can you put me onto somebody who actually understands me? It's frustrating and annoying. And it shouldn't happen. I personally believe it shouldn't happen. I understand that foreign students come into Ireland and they have to learn English. And I understand they'll get a part-time job, predominantly in restaurants and takeaways and places like that, where they don't really need an awful lot of English. But their English gets better. But I would imagine that the ideal thing to do as an employer would be, if somebody doesn't understand English, that you put them in another job in your company that they're not front of house and dealing with the general public. You know, you put them in another department where they can learn English from the staff, and when they get to a point where they have a basic understanding, then you can move them out to front of house. That seems logical to me, but it seems not to the liberals of this world. How dare you, Boylan? You racist. Goddamn bloody racist. So should a foreign national from whatever country, from the EU or outside the EU, be required to have an above average level of English before they can actually get a job dealing with the general public? Yes or no? I mean, why would you want to get into a taxi with a taxi driver, for example, who doesn't understand what you're talking about? No idea what you're actually saying to him. Why would you want to go to a supermarket and ask a question of a member of staff or somebody at a checkout or somebody who's dealing face to face with the public if they have no understanding of what you're talking about? You wouldn't do it. Why would you want to do it? Why should we need to do it? We don't have to do it. Any other country in the world, it wouldn't happen. As I said already, I know somebody who went to Holland. They couldn't get a job anywhere apart from an Irish bar. Because in an Irish bar, most likely most people speak Irish. Or English, should I say. Not Irish. There you go. I'm going to get in trouble for that now too. Somebody did say on Twitter, would they speak in Irish to you, Niall? Plonker. Okay, I want you to text and let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. It's a WhatsApp or text. You can send us free of charge, 087-188-0008. Do you agree with me when I say that you must have an above average level of English before you can actually work in a job where you're dealing with the general public? Yes or no, you think I'm a racist? I don't care if you call me a racist. I know I'm not a racist. Sandra, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sandra?
How are you, Niall? Are you well?
Good, Sandra. It seems I'm a racist. I must be.
No, you're not. No, definitely not. I totally agree because, you know what, last week I had the same problem. I was really hungry. My husband and I, on the way home from, we were at a meeting and we were really starving. So we went in, I won't mention the place, and we've been there before and ordered food. The waitress who came to serve us didn't know what we were saying. And then she brought us, eventually she got it right and brought us a coffee. And it was cold. And I was saying to her, this is cold. And she said, sorry, I'm not. And I said, it's cold. And she had to go get somebody. And I was saying, I said to the manager, are you serious having her serve me? I said, is my food going to come out right? And she said to me, what did you order? And apparently she'd taken in something totally different.
Right, okay.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. Yes, they should have
a working knowledge of the language.
Yes, definitely. That's ridiculous. She didn't know what she served me and couldn't rectify it.
No, don't get me wrong. If I went into a Chinese restaurant or an Indian restaurant, that's my problem. If I don't understand, or an Italian restaurant and they're speaking Italian, that's fine because it's traditional and it's cultural and I accept that. Mm-hmm. That would be my issue, not theirs. But, yep. if I go into a standard, you know, fast food takeaway restaurant or shop or a hotel, and the people I'm dealing with and have to deal with me as a member of the public, I expect them to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and like that, she was a lovely girl. And if I wasn't so hungry and my husband, we'd have left. But we were starving, you know? And they're calling you a racist. I mean, see these liberals.
I was in the same situation as you yesterday. I was ordering something, and I won't say where it was or what it was. Somebody even said to me on Twitter, name and shame. And I said, why would I do that? The person was a lovely person. She was a lovely girl, right?
Like, as was mine.
She just hadn't got a clue what I was saying to her.
Yeah.
And I walked out, rather than cause any problems or give out about it, or I didn't even say it to the manager, but I walked out with something I didn't actually want.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I walked out with something in my hand that I didn't really want. And that's, so I was being nice. So if I was a racist, I would have made a bit of a deal of it. But
yeah,
I just thought I'd put it on Twitter, and I'm surprised. Now, thankfully, the majority of people agreed with me. But I was surprised at the amount of people that said I was racist.
There's nothing better to do now. You know, that's it, basically. You know, I mean, if you're going into a shop and you're buying something, you're paying to get what you want and the service as well, plus somebody who understands and they do to acknowledge what you want and give it to you.
Mm. Because, well, hold on a second, because Stephen, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Stephen?
Good, Niall. How's it?
Good. You kind of disagree with me slightly.
Yeah, first try for everything, mate.
Yeah, okay, well, go on. Why do you disagree with me? Now, I'm assuming you don't think I'm a racist, by the way.
No, far from it. No, far from it. I just think, when you go to Spain and all that, do you demand that an English person is speaking to you? I just think, you know, can you not go to a different assistant or something?
No.
Yeah, but he's in Ireland and he's going to an Irish-speaking shop, you know, here. He's not in Spain. You don't understand it if you get you're taking the whole context. You're not getting what
No,
that's
not the same, Stephen.
It's totally different what you're saying.
And if you're talking about, say, Santa Ponsa or somewhere, I understand how most frustrating it must be for people in Santa Ponsa who are Spanish people, right, to be standing there with some gobshite like me going, have you got a steak-o? Right?
Yeah,
okay, but the thing is, they're used to dealing with people who don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, but here's the thing. In Spain, where I am, there's plenty of English people walking in the supermarkets that haven't got a clue of Spanish. So the Spanish people, I don't see them giving out about people.
Well, how do you know they don't give out about
people? Because I do know, because I know people that walk there. I live in the area in Spain, and they're all the time.
But if I was Spanish and I went into a supermarket and the person I was dealing, not the person stacking the shelves now, right? The person I was dealing with, you know, front of house, maybe the butcher or the person on customer service or whatever, the person that you have to deal with didn't understand what I was saying. I'd be very frustrated if I was Spanish and if they were English and they had no idea what I was saying and I didn't understand English. And in fairness, most Spanish people do speak English.
Well, I wouldn't make such a big deal.
I don't speak Polish. I don't speak whatever it is language they speak in other countries around Europe. Danish. I don't speak whatever language they speak in Nigeria or in Pakistan or in Urdu or whatever it happens to be. I don't speak those languages. And I shouldn't be expected to have to speak them.
But you're not expected to. Just get somebody else that speaks your language.
But wouldn't that be rude if I had to say to this young lady, actually, can you get me somebody else? Because you don't understand what I'm talking about.
No, well, I think she would have appreciated that more than being talked about today on radio.
Yeah, but I'm not mentioning, obviously, her name or where it was.
I don't know. she might have recognised you.
but I'm just saying, you know, and I'm not giving out about her. She's a lovely girl, and I would, geez, you know, I wouldn't like to see anyone lose their jobs.
How would you know that somebody, some Irish person, had to go sick yesterday, and she was put out there because she had to be put there?
Mm.
You don't know these things.
Well, I don't know that, but in saying that, I still don't believe it's acceptable.
Okay, so if there's
and, it's not, and by the way, it's not the first time it's happened, and it's not only me. It's many people have said it in the past.
Yep, I totally agree there.
Should you expect a shot to shoot?
I mean, how many times, Stephen, have you rang up a helpline for whatever company it is in this country? We all know now that they, you know, they use contract companies that are not in this country anymore, in India, Pakistan, another place like that, and dealt with a person over the phone who had very little understanding of what you're talking about and how frustrating that is.
Yeah, well, it is frustrating.
And I'm sure it's frustrating for them too, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. But the reason why they're using people in India and places like that is because they can't get the call centres here because they're too expensive.
Yeah, because that's what I said, because they're getting cheap labour.
Yeah, so it's down to cheap labour then. That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, I think, well, I don't, in my circumstance yesterday, it probably wasn't down to cheap labour, but certainly when it comes to call centres, yes, it's down to cheap labour.
Well, I understand, and I'm sure most shops do their best to put somebody out in front that can deal with everybody, but what happened if that was the situation yesterday when somebody was sent home or something? You just don't know.
Right, so right. so you think it's okay, you think it's acceptable enough to employ somebody who's going to be dealing directly with the public, with instructions from the public, who doesn't speak English?
No, I understand the frustration, but I wouldn't get me knickers in a knot.
I'm not getting me knickers in a knot, Stephen. I'm just saying it's a common problem. I've recognised and observed a common problem, and I'm just saying that I don't believe it's a good thing.
Yeah, but I hate to say this, but you are sounding a bit like...
I'm sounding like you're going into a midlife crisis or something. Well, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, sorry, Sandra. What are you saying to Stephen there?
I don't agree with Stephen at all. I mean, I've got experience that a couple of times. I mean, and like that, I have a job and I'm in a hurry. So if I go in somewhere and it's not in Spain, it's here, I expect to be served by somebody, particularly when there's other English-speaking people around. I mean, that girl was sent down to me without a word of English to take a food order. A food order, like...
She's sitting in a restaurant with her hubby, and this girl is taking her order, and she's no idea what she's telling her.
Oh, God.
She couldn't understand the coffee was cut.
First world problem. Stephen, are you in a bad mood today or something?
Yeah, must have got out the wrong side of the bed there.
See, it's all right for you, Stephen, in your job. You have a little gadget in your hand. You do your deliveries. You arrive at a destination. You go, sign here. And the person just knows exactly.
Well, you're wrong there, because half the people I get signatures off, I have to spell their names that have 40 letters in them, and they can barely speak English themselves.
Yeah, okay, but could you imagine if you couldn't speak English, right, and you're delivering to some place, and they're saying to you, can you tell me where this came from or what, and you're going, I have no idea what you're talking about. How frustrating would that be for you as a delivery driver and them as a customer?
I can understand, but you're just
it's an English-speaking country.
Here's a number that you can speak to an English person. That's the simple answer. Just go for it.
If I went to Poland or somewhere and didn't have a word of Polish, mind you, again, see, with most, the difference between Ireland and England probably as well and the rest of the European countries is, in most European countries, be it Poland or Spain, they have a very good knowledge of English. We don't, because English is the most spoken language, well, not the most spoken language, the most commonly used language in the world. Chinese is actually the most spoken language. Most English, or should I say European people, have a very good working knowledge of English. So it's very different to us going to other countries. The argument is not the same.
I don't believe that. How do you manage then if you go to China and you're looking for...
Well, you don't. But that's your problem. If I go to China, I don't expect the person to speak English. It's my problem.
Exactly.
I'll deal with it.
Yeah, you're getting your knickers in
an hour. Well, okay, well, stay there for a second. Sean, well, hang on. Sean, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Sean?
Hey, how's it going on?
We might actually agree today for a change, will we?
I think so, though I do have to poke fun at you a little bit there. You were saying about, I don't know what language they speak in Nigeria or Pakistan. English is the official language of Nigeria, and it's one of two official languages of Pakistan, so... Mm. English, just like it is in India, also an official language.
What's the other language in Pakistan? Or is it Urdu?
You're right. Urdu is the other official language.
Okay.
But I've never met a Nigerian or a Pakistani in this country, or even an American.
Who doesn't speak English.
That didn't speak English. They all do. So, yeah.
But
to get back to your original point, though, I think the people slagging you on Twitter are being a bit unfair there. Because, I mean, in a retail position, yeah, you pretty much, you should be able to speak to the people who are coming in as customers. That sounds like a boss who was just trying to be a cheap bastard, basically.
I wouldn't use that kind of language on daytime radio, but you just did, yeah, but thanks.
The capitalist solution, of course, would be for people to stop patronizing this establishment, and the guy should either hire people who speak English or go out of business, or pay higher, and you'll get people... I mean, for example, local Aldi and Lidl here in McCroom, from what I hear, they pay about 13, 14 euros an hour. And about, my rough estimate's probably a good third, maybe half of the workforce is Eastern European. They all speak excellent English.
Yeah, no they do. You're
because
right.
Those places make sure that they can, the customer service is a priority. So, again,
you're right, actually. Most non-EU citizens actually speak English pretty well. But there are some people coming from Europe who don't really speak English. And look, I know they have to learn. Some of them are students and they're working part-time. And I understand they have to learn English. Everyone has to learn
That's
English.
That's fine. And get a job that doesn't require it. Like
absolutely.
My last job, I was working in a pallet factory on a 4-man quality control team. It was me, a local Irish guy, and two Polish lads. One of them spoke pretty good English and the other one was, about 10, 15 words of English. But we had no problem as a unit. Most of the work
Yeah, and eventually the guy that had bad English probably picked up a lot of English from you guys and got better as he went along, and eventually
actually, this particular guy had been here for 10 years, he was hopeless. But again, it didn't interfere with our ability to get our work done in the factory. It didn't matter.
Yeah. Can I point out, by the way, Stephen, in the UK, George Osborne, going back 4 years ago, said he was going to remove people from social welfare who didn't speak English unless they went to English classes, because he said it reduced their possibilities of getting a job.
Well, they have a lot more immigrants than us now.
Per head of population, we're getting close to it now.
It's an interesting idea.
Well, listen, just yesterday, when you were pissed off at the shop owner, did you still give him your custom?
Yeah.
So why didn't you walk out and go into a shop that he speak English in?
Because I didn't want to insult the girl.
You should go back and talk to the manager, the owner.
No, I wouldn't. She was a nice girl. I wouldn't like to get anyone in trouble.
But Niall as well. It's only the fact that yourself and myself were patient and knew the girl shouldn't have been put in that position. But you come across somebody who won't take that bomber and be, make a show of the girl and scream and shout and blah, blah. You know the big mouth seller out there, do you know?
Niall, I've heard you many times over the years. You are, a staunch defender of capitalism, are you not?
Well, I would be a defender of capitalism, yeah.
Let's look at this from the other perspective. The owner is spending money to invest in a shop to run a profitable business. You are doing him a favor by bringing it to his attention that he has an employee who's performing in a suboptimal manner. You're doing a favor for him. You're making the business...
Yeah, I'm not doing a favor for her, but...
That's not your problem.
Oh, wait, no. I have a heart.
Jeez. We're talking... All right. I'll remember that next time. It's subject of emotions and feelings comes up. Okay?
Well, hang on a second. Let me just go to Monica as well. Monica, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Monica?
Hi, Niall. Not too bad.
Good. Monica, is there something wrong with me being... I'm not angry about it. I was just a little bit peeved off about it.
You know what? I'm not Irish myself, and I've been here for a while, but I don't agree with people going to jobs, especially when they're going to be dealing with public and not being able to speak or understand the language. Mm. I know that it might be difficult to understand some accents, and I do get that, because sometimes put someone from Donegal in front of me and I might have to ask them again.
Put them in front of me and I have a problem with it too, by the way.
Exactly.
But I have to accept that.
When you work in a fire and you work in any other company where you have to deal with people and you have to speak to people, sometimes even on the phone, and you can't understand them. And I've been in situations myself where I know that my English might not be perfect. But when I say...
Well, your English sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds good to me, yeah.
Well, thank you. But if I have to speak to someone and I don't understand them, I don't want to have to switch to a language that I might be able to understand them. I did have something happen to me that I had to switch to Polish to speak to people because they couldn't understand me. And I know that most of Polish people...
But even broken English would be acceptable. You know, a fairly, good, established, I suppose, knowledge of some of the language where they can understand, even understanding what they're dealing with. For example, if they're working in an electrical shop, that they understand what a washing machine is and how it works, or, what the RPM is, or what the energy efficiency is, so they understand those words. They don't have to understand everything, but at least what they're dealing with themselves.
If you're in a restaurant,
if they know what they're talking about and they know what they're doing. I myself work in a company. I'm not going to give the company name, but I trained people, and I did have arguments with managers saying that they couldn't understand me, and I couldn't understand them because they were speaking back Italian to me, they were speaking back Spanish to me, and I couldn't agree with them being passed on to dealing with customers, but talking to managers, is just sometimes it was just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, sorry, Sean.
No, I was just going to add that, you know, in a restaurant setting especially, generally a typical restaurant, there's only a few dozen items in the menu, and there's only a few dozen possible permutations of, you know, frying, sautéing, on the side, with that, add some
chips. Plain, can I have a plain, please?
Bring me a pint, bring me another, would you like a glass of wine? There's only a few dozen phrases, really. That slides straight to me.
Yeah, Stephen.
Lazy.
I mean, really and truly, Stephen, I mean, there is only a few phrases you have to learn when you're dealing in a, so this is something specific.
I know, but I just can't get on board with you, Niall, to be honest. I think you need to give this girl a break.
I did give her a break. I didn't give out to her. I wouldn't do that to somebody. I wouldn't embarrass the girl or do anything like that. I did get, and I ended up walking out of the shop with something I didn't really want.
Now, that's really stupid.
That's stupid, Sean.
I go find somebody that can't. I wouldn't be that upset over.
But would that not be insulting? Could you imagine, for example, now Monica has great English. Could you imagine going back a few years ago, Monica's English wasn't as good, and she was working somewhere, and Monica was serving me or on the phone to me in a helpline or something like that, and I said to Monica, actually, could you get somebody who speaks better English? I think Monica would be greatly insulted.
She might be, but I'd say to her, listen, I'm sorry, but I need to talk to somebody that can understand me.
that's equally as insulting.
No, and then it's the manager that has put you in this position, and it's him I'm upset with, not you.
Yeah, Monica, did you find it frustrating, I suppose, how long are you living in Ireland, Monica?
I've been here 13 years now.
Okay, so, and when you came here first, did you have good English?
See, I came here from UK. I was in UK for a year before that.
Oh, okay.
You see, like in Poland.
Where are you from, are they? Oh, you're from Poland?
Yes, in Poland the system is slightly different. But you do learn the language. Like, you learn English in English, you learn French in French. You don't learn it in your own language. Like in here, kids learn French in English, which I don't think is great. So they come out of the school with not knowing the language. Whereas in Poland, our teacher was speaking English to us. So we did have a good basic when we were coming
out. Of course,
out.
Yeah. So that's why I said European countries tend to be different to Ireland and England. In Ireland and England, because English is the most accepted language in the world and every other country tends to speak English, we only really speak English. Very few of us actually do speak French and Spanish and other languages as well, or Polish for that matter. So we don't have a very good understanding of it.
Want to learn.
Yeah, I mean...
I have to say that when I came here, I did find the speed of people speaking in Ireland. I think that might be a problem for some people coming in when they don't have the language as well as they wanted to. My sister, when she comes here, she has a really good English, but she will have to ask my husband and his sisters to speak slower to her so she can actually understand them.
Yeah, because we do speak fast.
I speak fast now.
Mm.
But when I first came here, I wouldn't be able to speak as fast as I do now. But I did find that a problem. I did find the speed.
Yeah, there's some counties in Ireland now that I have a bit of a difficulty understanding what they're saying. I'll be honest with you. I worked in a Dublin radio station before I worked in this radio station. And I remember going back 8 years ago when I started here first, because we're dealing with a national audience of people from Cork and Galway and Limerick and everywhere coming on the air. There was a time at the very start where there was some callers come on the air and they'd be yapping away and I'd be just picking out words here and there and kind of thinking I know what they're talking about. And it still is the case with one or two people. You know what I mean? But I know most of you, the rest of you understand them. Okay, well, stay there for a second.
When I first came here, I could understand things, but I would have to ask people to repeat themselves because of the way they were.
Which is embarrassing. It's a bit embarrassing when you have to ask somebody to repeat themselves. It's embarrassing for you and embarrassing for them as well.
It is, yeah, it is. Mm. Especially when you're dealing with public, and when you're dealing with a lot of public on a daily basis. Because the girls at the counters, at the food counters in the shops, they wouldn't just have you as a customer. They would have customers every 2 minutes. And on the busy times, they would have a few customers at the same time.
Yeah, sorry, Steve. What are you trying to say?
It's a disgrace that your boss put you into a position that you couldn't speak culty.
I couldn't speak culty. I can do a bit of culty. I'll go on there now, bye. All right, bye. There you go. That's a bit of culty. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Am I wrong? Steven says I'm just having a bad day. I'm taking this all a bit too seriously. So I'm in a shop and somebody else says, no, name the shop. No, I won't name the shop. It doesn't matter. It's kind of irrelevant. A lot of people like Sandra had a very similar experience in a restaurant where the girl didn't have a clue what she was talking about. And, you know, and I'm sure, I'm not having a pop at people who don't speak English. I mean, everybody has to learn. I understand that. But, I mean, surely a job in the back room or a job doing something else that doesn't require you to speak to the general public would be more suitable until you learn English. Declan, you in a similar situation.
I've numerous similar situations.
Right, and what was it? It was on the phone you had your problem.
Phone, I work with people every day. I work with different cultures. And the strangest thing is, yeah, it was on a ring a company. Now, I know most of them are trained in to speak English properly. But the problem was she couldn't understand me.
And oh, right.
Problem with me speaking. Now, in fairness, I didn't speak as well as this a few years ago. I came from a common part and I speak very, very fast. But I can slow it down where people can understand me.
Yeah, you will. I mean, when you're speaking to somebody who's not Irish, you will tend to try and slow down a little bit. Because we're aware we speak fast.
Voice,
yeah.
As they say, a phone voice.
My father had a great phone voice, by the way, an amazing one. Now, my father was a dub, right, true and true. But when he would answer the phone, in those days, we had six numbers and a phone number. And for some reason, when people would answer their phone, they would answer with the phone number. Did you ever hear that?
So, oh, yeah, yeah.
So he'd pick up the phone, phone ring, bring, bring, and he'd go, hello, 336-558. I'm going, where is he getting that from?
But yeah, I was on the phone, I won't say what company for, and I had a bit of an issue. And, you know, I know different cultures, I could do different accents, English, Irish, whatever. And I have a variation of understanding of different accents. So I could barely make this lady out. And I said, I really apologise, but I can't understand what you're saying. And she said, well, I can bloody understand what you're stupid saying. And hung up the phone.
Oh, right. What you're stupid saying. Right. So, see, the problem is a lot of these phone companies and a lot of these, you know, these call centres that you're ringing, we know they're not in Ireland. We know they're obviously in Asia, a lot of them, right? But what happens is these people are reading off a script. So they understand what's on the script. But if you deviate from that and have an issue that's not on that script, they haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Reality then hits, yeah. They can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, they can't understand what you're saying. No.
Yeah, well, it's horrible in that sense. But I mean, even if I'm in different companies, when I was starting out my job many years ago, I was a carpenter. And we priced jobs for different people. And I'm not saying poshy, but they spoke fairly well. Mm. And hence the reason I tried to do it, for more people to understand me. But I was very common and fast speaking. And the lady said, I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying. And this was a girl from, I won't say where. And I was kind of mortified. Horrified more than anything. I was like, but I'm speaking English.
Yeah.
I wouldn't class that as English. That's short.
Yeah.
It was really horrible for me to hear. Well, if you understand today's culture, there's a variation of different accents all over Dublin, let alone anywhere else in the country.
But and you're right, and some of them are difficult to understand, but at least they're speaking English. We can pluck out a few words here and there, and we have a basic understanding of what we're all talking about.
Well, instead of being offended by that, I said to myself, right, I'll clear up my voice, I'll pronounce my words a little bit better. And for some reason, I didn't take offence, but I took it as, you know, a learning curve more than, oh, yeah, I'm a racist or they're racist.
All right, well, we'll stay there because Sarita, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sarita?
I'm good, thank you, Noel.
Good. Sarita, is there something racist about saying that people should be able to speak English when you're working in a country where the majority of people speak English?
None at all. I'm a foreign national myself, and I totally agree with you because I came here, so I need to adjust. Luckily, I can speak English, but I'm also struggling with a lot of people to understand things. And I'm from South Africa. Mm. So if I speak to sometimes Eastern European people over the phone, I'm in a new country, I need to find out how things work. It gets frustrating because they can't speak a basic English.
Yeah.
And I'm very pro doing an oral exam or a written exam, because at the end of the day, you yourself are going to benefit from it. Because if you can't speak the language, you yourself are going to struggle.
And it's frustrating for everybody, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And embarrassing. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand, you know, foreign students come here and they come here to learn English. And while they're here, they might have to get themselves a little part-time job.
Yes.
But there's loads of jobs you can get where you don't need to be able to speak too much to people. You know, yes. I mean, you know, in back rooms, I don't know, stacking shelves. I know that sounds really stereotypical.
Yes, customer facing, I think, is a no-go. But if you can communicate via emails or if like admin kind of jobs, because sometimes a person can do English written,
Yeah.
But the verbal side is a bit tricky for them.
Yeah. Well, sadly, this girl, as nice as she was yesterday, she had no idea what I was saying to her. No idea. And three or four times I said the same thing, and she still didn't do what I asked or wanted to do what I asked. And I just ended up with the item in my hand, and I was so embarrassed, I just said, ah, damn it, it'll do. And I just walked out of the shop with it. Because I didn't want to cause a scene, I didn't want to embarrass her. She seemed like a nice person. You know what, I wouldn't want anyone to lose their job over it. But I did. But the observation I made was that when you're putting people into these positions, they should have at least an above average level of English.
You know, where I come from, South Africa, there you can't say anything without being racist. So,
well, I put it on Twitter yesterday, and I'm now a racist officially. I mean, yeah, I'm absolutely racist. What is the main language, the first language in South Africa? What is it?
Well, it's mainly English, but I'm Afrikaans.
Okay.
So it's very similar to Dutch.
Okay.
You can hear the Afrikaans in my accent, because some Irish people sometimes struggle to understand me. I would use the word like dance, and they would say, "What are you talking about?" And I would say, "Like dance to music," and they're like, "Oh, dancing."
We just think you're posh, though.
So I'm trying to adapt to the accent just to get along, that people can understand me.
Yeah, I have to say, in fairness to most foreign nationals who come to Ireland, most of them speak really good English, yes, or a reasonable level of English that you can understand, and they can understand you. But sadly, there are some who just have little or none. And unfortunately for them, you know, it should be difficult to get a job. And I know, as I said, I had a friend who went to Holland. They couldn't get a job anywhere. The only place that they were allowed to get a job was an Irish bar, because they couldn't speak Dutch.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.